Chapter 2. She'd just cracked the spine on the paperback mystery novel she'd been waiting to read for days when the phone began to ring. For a split second, she considered ignoring it and letting the call go to voicemail. But she couldn't. She wasn't wired that way. Besides, her personal cell phone wasn't always just for personal use these days. Sighing, she flipped the book onto the arm of the overstuffed chair and crossed to the kitchen. A glance at the caller ID screen yielded a familiar name and a mental image so clear the woman may as well have been standing in front of her at that very moment. "Hey, Renee, what's up?" Renee Ballantine was, in a word, nuts. She was also funny, creative, loyal, supportive, beautiful in an eccentric, quirky kind of way, a hard-working, if not punctual, employee, a devoted single mother to her 10-year-old son, Ty, and a great friend. The fact that she was relentless when it came to Winnie's lack of interest in dating, until Jay, of course, and flirted shamelessly with Mr. Nelson, despite their 40-year age difference, were really just minor flaws in the grand scheme of things. "What you doing?" Renee asked in her usual on-the-go, breathless manner. "Talking to you? Ha ha, funny." Winnie walked to the front window and peeked out at the comings and goings on Serenity Lane. Halfway down the street, she spotted Peggy Landon, Serenity Lane's oldest resident, in an animated conversation with Mr. Nelson. Hands were moving, canes were swinging, and a folded newspaper rose up between them every few minutes. "Winnie?" At the sound of her name, she shook her head and wandered back to the kitchen table and its bench seat. "I was actually getting ready to read that book I bought when I dragged you through Silver Lake Books that one day." "I don't remember going into the bookstore with..." Renee's voice trailed off, only to return with an audible hint of shock. "Wait, that was like 3 months ago. You haven't read that yet?" Winnie dropped onto the bench and ran her finger across the cover of her idea notebook. "Let's take stock of those 3 months, shall we? When I wasn't at the bakery, I was home, trying to figure out how to keep the bakery. And then, when the money we thought Gertie had left me turned out to be an ambulance, I was kind of consumed by other things, like how to pay my rent and eat." "An ambulance and a cat. Excuse me?" Renee sighed in her ear. "When the money we thought Gertie had left you turned out to be an ambulance and a cat." "You always forget the cat. No wonder Lovey is reluctant to embrace you." She snorted, loudly. "You are kidding, right?"
"No."
Pulling her finger off the notebook, she surveyed her immediate surroundings. The hammock-like bed attached to the windowsill, the matching food and water bowl atop a princess placemat, and the living room blanket that had once been Winnie's favorite, now covered in brown and white fur. "Have you been wearing blinders the past 6 weeks, Renee? Lovey has all but taken over my entire apartment."
"She's waiting for your love, Winnie. She's waiting for your love."
"How much more love does she need?" Winnie dropped her forehead onto the table and groaned. "Actually, can we talk about something else? Please?"
"Sure.
Why, when the troublemaker is otherwise occupied, is Jay holed up in his office instead of there with you? Are you two really that inept at the notion of seizing opportunities?" She jerked her head up so hard she nearly fell over the backside of the bench. "Wait. How do you know Jay is at his office?"
"Because Ty and I went for a bike ride a few hours ago, and we passed him as he was pulling into the faculty parking lot. The troublemaker wasn't with him."
Pivoting on the bench, Winnie stood and made her way back into the living room, the book she'd been so eager to read no longer holding any allure. "You really need to stop calling Caroline that. I'm afraid it's going to stick."
"As it should."
Renee laughed and then got back on point. "Anyway, when he saw us..."